A plus C started actually in 2007 in Whitstable, but 3 years ago we were looking to expand the company, move to larger premises, and just to get off of a really horrible industrial state, really. So we looked at options, and I was interested in moving to Margate personally. And when I came down here, met up with lots of creatives. We worked with Thanet District Council, trying to find the right creative space. And we found this beautiful old Victorian laundry, which we've now turned into the studio. So we've been here for 3 years, and we plan to stay here for a lot longer. When I first come down here, we just met lots of photographers and artists and that. And I think as an artist, it's really nice to have that kind of community around you. We use lots of freelancers in the local area, so model makers, painters, illustrators, people that we can kind of collaborate, and to have those on your doorstep and have that kind of talent here is amazing. Other artists we use have to come as far from Bristol and Manchester, so it's great to have so many amazing talents here in Margate. A lot of the artists that are coming to town now are coming from London, and I think they've just been driven out by the cost of studio space being turned into residential properties. And I think because friends of friends of friends are moving down here, the word's really, you know, out now. We work a lot with advertising agencies in London, and when we first said we were going to move here 4 years ago, no one had really heard of Margate. But now when we say we're from Margate, it's almost like a selling point. Advertising agencies love coming down and working with us and kind of spending a few days on coast while we're doing commercials and stuff. So we see it as a massive positive. Like a lot of artists, we need lots of space. So we've got a 5,000 square foot studio here. So we'd never get that in London. I think we looked at a price of a similar property in Shoreditch, and it was 20 times more expensive. So it is cheap, but being in Margate, it's an hour and a half on the train. None of our clients in London, you know, really bat an eyelid at coming down either for just the day or to spend a few days here. So I think the proximity to London is a massive point. But, you know, it's the available, amazing space that you can kind of create stuff in as well. I think a lot of the artists that are here have actually come as a tourist to start with. So you've got, you know, there's a lot of money from Thanet District Council and the Arts Council that has gone into the Turn of Contemporary. And I think artists are coming down for a day out to go to the Turn to see people like Grayson Perry. They come down here for a weekend away and they fall in love with the place. They see that there's incredible artists. So I think tourism, I think it really boosts kind of the artists coming here, not just the people that are kind of buying art. Here at A plus C, this is our 10th year, or we're just coming up to our 10th year as a business here. And I don't think we could possibly be in a better place. We've got a massive studio. We're working with amazing creatives. We're currently interviewing for more people, and the quality of the application has really shot up. I think we'll be here for hopefully, you know, another 10 or 20 years. It's, you know, we love Margate and we love being a part of the creative scene here. London keeps getting more expensive, and I think it's driving more and more of the talent out there. And I think we're very welcoming here in Margate. And, you know, I hope that the talent keeps coming and we keep being creative and the community stays as strong as it currently is.